As they head into this game, as the Bills head into this game, what do you sense that they are concerned about, I guess, from the Raiders side of things?
You know, I think defensively, even with all the injuries on the Raiders' offense, the Bills' defense has played uncharacteristically bad in the first 3 weeks, more so last week against the Rams. I know that Jared Goff and this Sean McVay offense is much improved. But to give up 29 unanswered in the span of, you know, about 20 minutes, I mean, that just doesn't really happen for this defense historically under McDermott and Leslie Frazier. And I think that they want to get that. You know, I think that they feel good about Tremaine Edmonds making some progress with his shoulder. It looks like he played last week, not 100%. Matt Milano was coming off of a hamstring, and those are, you know, two linebackers that they really depend on to kind of navigate things out there for everybody else. And so Josh Norman is back at practice today, and I know probably a couple eye rolls when you hear that name, but, you know, he's a guy that had success under McDermott in Carolina, and they think they can kind of revitalize his career. And Levi Wallace, despite the interception last week, he struggled in stretches this year. So if they can get him back opposite Trey White, they think they have a formidable cornerback duo there. Obviously, Poyer and Hyde on the back end. But I think they got to get things right. They got to get pressure on Derek Carr. They're going to be, looks like they're going to be out without their two starting wide receivers. And, you know, Bills fans are very familiar with Zay Jones. I don't know if he strikes fear into anybody's heart. So it's about getting pressure on Derek Carr and, you know, getting turnovers, which we saw New England do last week. And if the Bills can do that, they'll be in good shape.
Are the Bills concerned to even step on the field with the anti-masking Raiders?
Depends on who you talk to. It looks like, you know, Tre'Davious White, I tweeted about this today, Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer, they've been doing these kind of simultaneous Zooms where guys will just kind of roll up on another guy's Zoom and they'll answer questions at the same time or do them together. And Jordan Poyer and Trey White were on one today, and Jordan Poyer was asked about what happened with the Raiders and, you know, not wearing masks, and he basically said, it's not a concern for me. I think that everybody's doing their due diligence. There's testing going on every day. So he didn't seem to have concerns. Now, when the conversation shifted to Trey White and he was asked about the Titans situation with the four positive cases and then obviously what's happened with the Raiders this week as well, he reacted quite differently. And this is a guy that I'm not surprised. He was considering opting out of the season all the way up until the final hour a few weeks ago. Family concerns, health concerns, and had a family member that passed away from the disease. So he obviously is being extra cautious and careful. And so, you know, they've been talking about it in the locker room, you know, whether it be the Tennessee situation or what happened with the Raiders this week. And I know we heard from Derek Carr say that it was just a few moments. But, yeah, I think everybody, this is an eye-opening week for the NFL, that it's been all clear skies all season so far. Now, you know, there's some clouds coming in, so I think everybody's just a little bit more alerted to, you know, what could happen if this thing goes, you know, viral within the league.
That is Matt Parrino. You can follow him up on Twitter at Matt Parrino. Probably a good week to do so if you're a Raiders fan, as you can get the coverage from the other side of things. Matt, what is the perception, I guess, around Buffalo of Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator there, who I think is maybe one of the most underrated assistants in the entire league? I know the Raiders were raving about how good he is. Do they know what they have in Brian Daboll?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think that you know, last year I tell this story to people. When Brian Daboll, even, you know, the Bills' offense hadn't really arrived last year. I mean, they finished the season 26th in the league in scoring, 23rd in scoring, 26th in passing. And Brian Daboll got an interview for a head coaching job. And, you know, a lot of people were like, wait, what's going on here? Like, the Bills' offense isn't, you know, anything to write home about. But people around the league have noticed how Josh Allen has slowly, incrementally developed over the course of his now a little over two seasons. And a lot of that has been put on Brian Daboll. Their relationship is something that, you know, it gets written about a lot around here, gets talked about a lot around here. You know, Josh Allen, you know, the problem, the misconception about him nationally is, you know, yeah, he does have some accuracy issues. But the Bills have always known about that. And what they've done is they've constructed the roster and brought in weapons to kind of make up for some of his shortcomings. And Brian Daboll knows him better than anybody, and the success they're having this year is because he now, through these two seasons, has figured out and devised a way to get him into situations where he can win. You know, they're going to 10 personnel now more than anybody in the league. I mean, it's astronomical. I wrote about it today.